This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Trust in Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Having trust in Allah is one of the most distinguished qualities of a believer. Allah says in the Holy Quran, and whoever trusts in Allah, he is sufficient for him. Allah is sufficient for him. Do we consider Allah to be sufficient for us? Something for all of us to ponder upon. You know, there's so many times that unfortunately, because of our lack of iman and, you know, our weakness in faith, we start assuming that, yes, Allah is there to help me, but I depend on something else other than Allah. And I see that something else to be independent of Allah. Brothers and sisters, this is something we need to be very careful of. You know, ask yourself over and over again, do we consider Allah to be sufficient for us? Well, it is a trick of shaitan to make us negligent in realizing that Allah is the best, rather the only source of strength. If someone truly relies on Allah and has the required trust in Him, certainly Allah is sufficient for him. The best and prime example of this trust and reliance on Allah are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. All the prophets of Allah, and especially the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. They had 100% trust in Allah. Read their life history. The Holy Prophet, Prophet of Allah, he has said, "He who likes to be the strongest should trust in Allah." And he also said, "He who likes to be the most virtuous should trust in Allah." So having this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of utmost importance in Islam. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing trust in Allah and how it is a very essential ingredient of the belief of every believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Those only are believers whose hearts become full of fear when Allah is mentioned. And when our communications are recited to them, they increase them in faith and upon their Lord do they rely." Look again how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reinforcing the idea of reliance and trust in Allah, right? What kind of fear is it that the believer has of Allah? If you notice in the verse of Quran, Allah says, you know, that the hearts of the believers are full of fear of Allah. So one may ask the question, what kind of fear is it, right? It is a fear that is caused by Allah's grandeur. It is the fear that a lover has towards his beloved. It is a fear that a believer has in terms of his lack of submission compared to what Allah deserves. It is a fear that is triggered by man's negligence in the matters of submission to Allah the Sublime. Then again, you know, it is a fear of what if I don't love Allah the way He deserves to be loved. It is a fear of the fact that we don't rely on Allah the way He deserves to be relied upon. These are the types of fears that a mu'min, a believer, carries in his hearts. You know, it is not a fear of, you know, some unknown, or fear of a jinn, or a fear of, you know, something supernatural. You know, that's not what Allah means when He talks about the fear of Allah, right? Allah says in the Holy Quran, and Allah loves those who rely on Allah. So this is why it is important for us to have that fear and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our affairs.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.